Welcome back to another episode of Hunter Logan Unmiked. I am Hunter Logan, and boy, this episode here, this is a big one for me. Now, some of you, I might lose you during this one. Got to share it with you. It started out with the trip to South Carolina, the Arenos. It's playing bass for them, filling in for their bass player, as I often did during this time frame. And man, first of all, I can't say enough about the Arenos. When I would go do a gig with them, I got treated first class everywhere I went. If we were in hotels, I got my own hotel room. And I'm not just talking any room, I'm talking suite style room. All my meals were paid. Everything you'd want a gig to be. Every time I did a fill-in job, God always blessed me with the best. But as I told you before, me and Nathan Areno had been friends for a good while. And God has used him in my life many times. And this particular trip would be no different. Because I had a lot of stuff going through my head. Oh my goodness. All the stuff that had been happening since 2015, all the way to 2016, all the way up to this point. Now this is September of 2016. And God would forever change my life with the meeting of a man named Charles Pierce. Now they have a church called the Revival Center, and it's right off of I-20 in Meridian, Mississippi. Right next to Petro, actually. Well, being friends with Nathan and his family, the Arenos, him and his dad knew that there was something bothering me. And I tried to cover it as much as I could, but they knew something was different. They'd been around me enough to know that I wasn't acting like my normal self. Now, I had been under attack from certain people in this industry, which is not really an industry, but certain DJs, certain people were spreading lies about me that had never met me before and were saying stuff about me that wasn't true. Not only was that going on, but there were other things with the station, and just there was a lot of plates to juggle. Not to mention, my knee was bone on bone for about 2 years at this point. It was getting worse every day, and I couldn't get no help. The VA wouldn't send me because I was overweight. I couldn't get charity because I was a veteran and I had VA. I didn't have private insurance. I even went to my senator in Congress. They couldn't even help me. So there's that. There's just all kind of stuff going on. My head is so jumbled. I'm beginning to wonder if I'm really doing what God called me to do. That's the point I'm getting now. That's the point to where I am, wondering, am I doing what God called me to do? On the way back from South Carolina, it is a quarter to two, 1:45 in the afternoon on a Sunday. Church at this place starts at 2 p.m. What kind of place starts church at 2 p.m.? I mean, my goodness. So we're getting fuel in the bus right next to the church. I don't know this. I'm not paying attention. I am got my headphones on or my earbuds in. I'm watching a movie and I'm in my pajamas, basically in my Saints sweatpants and t-shirt, ready to just go home. And we stopped. Bill Lane said, "We're going to church." I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "We're going to church." I said, "Man, I don't have any clothes for church." I said, "I brought just enough for this. I said, this is all I got." He said, "Well, that's fine." I said, "No, it ain't." So I said, "You know what? I'll just stay on the bus. And, you know, when y'all done, I'll be here." He said, "No, you need to come to church with us." I'm like, man. But I didn't want to be rebellious. Now, I wanted to be respectful because, like I said, they treat me so good when I go play with these guys. So out of my suitcase, I get a pair of jeans out, unroll them, put them on. All I got is a t-shirt with the radio station on. That's it. And in the church I go. Now, there was no way. I was with the Arenos the whole time. Okay? I was with them the whole time. So there was no way that they were able to get away from me to go tell this man anything. I'm talking about the preacher. Because I don't know him from Adam. I've never heard of him, much less this church I'm getting ready to go into. But he's gifted in the prophetic, or words of knowledge. And I've been around people that prophesy. I've been around people that prophesy. I thrive in the prophetic. I do. Now, some of you might not understand this, and that's okay. Some of you will, some of you might not. But I have to share this because it was so much an important part of my life. And so much was going on at the time. Even another thing that was going on, I didn't even mention, my son was in rehab and we were getting ready to have to go pick him up. And I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to pick up my son. I thought I hated him. And I'm thinking, how does a father hate his own son? The stuff that he caused during the time he was on drugs. Now, I got to say, he's clean. He's been clean now going on 4 years. And we have the best relationship we've ever had. I'll get to that in a bit. But as soon as we got in there and the music started, my hands went up immediately. And I just started worshiping and praising God. I was empty. I didn't realize how empty I was. I was bone dry. I didn't even have any fumes left, I don't think. Because I'd been given and given and given and given and given. Whether it was over the air, whether it was to artists, whatever it was, I was just given. And I was empty. I needed to be filled up again. So like I said, when I got in there, my hands were up. I was worshiping. Nathan said he turned around and looked at me, and it looked like God was just pouring a bucket on me. He said you could just see. It's like God had a bucket, and he was just pouring it out on me. So I was empty, folks. And the worship service was great. The man had a different style of preaching or ministering, whatever you want to call it, but he came down and he was talking to a lady right in front. Man, I still didn't know what was going on. I mean, I didn't know what kind of gifting this man had. But right after that lady, he pointed to me and he said, there's a tax in your body that God's going to heal you today. And you're going to drop 20 pounds. That's what he put up. He said, Lord, if I could drop just about 20, 25 pounds, he said, you're going to feel much better. He said, the goodness of God is coming over you right now, and I see your family has to be reunited together. The Lord is working in your life right now. You hear me, brother? Amen. So when he said that, I'm like, okay, attacks in my body. That's general. And then 20, 25 pounds, I'm a big guy. Sure, if I lose weight, I'm going to feel better. And then, you know, a family, your family has to be reunited together. I mean, that could be, that's so general, that could be anything, right? Until he stood up on a chair. Right after he said that, he stood up on a chair and he said, he's got a nickname that's coming to me. Hallelujah, most people don't know. And then he got down off the chair and he says, I know my Holy Ghost. When he said, you have a nickname, that's when I knew that this man was for real. And I told God, whatever he had, I was ready to receive. Because you see, if you listen to the first podcast, in the first season, season one, you know that Hunter Logan is not my birth name. It's my stage name. The only people that know my nickname are people that I've grown up with, real close to, or family. That's it. Nobody else. Now, neither the Arenos or Nathan, none of them, they didn't know my nickname. They didn't even know my birth name, my real name. All they knew me as was Hunter Logan. That was it. They didn't even know my real name, much less my nickname. And that's how I knew that this man of God was truly a man of God. He said, then he continued on. He said, when the spirit is high, there's a nickname. The Lord says, I've covered you. I've blessed you. And the things you're going to see are going to surprise those around you. Now, that's what happened. People have been surprised of the things that have been happening here around me. That's true. What was also true is that, now this was September the 4th, 2016, that I was here. A day before my anniversary. Just a few weeks later, my son needed to be picked up from rehab. And my wife wanted me to go pick him up, but I didn't want to because of the previous dealings we had. But after this, I went ahead and I went and picked him up. September 24th, 2016, I went and picked him up. And I want you to know something. God repaired a relationship with my son. And I hope I can get through this without crying or breaking up. We have the best relationship today. From a child who was angry at the whole world. He has no problem saying, I love you, Dad. He works hard. Takes care of his family. He goes to church from time to time. Not as much as I'd like him to, but he talks to God. He knows God is real. Because there is at one point he was doubting. He was even beginning to say, I don't think God's real anyway. But that's all changed for the better. So yeah, God reunited family together. And to this day, man, we still have a wonderful, wonderful relationship. We laugh, cut up together, joke together, we pray together. When he needs prayer, I'll pray with him. Just a wonderful thing God has done. Pardon me there for the emotion. It's very real. It's very real. And I thank God every day for that. Wasn't much long after that. Well, I think maybe a month or so. I get a call from the VA out of the blue. They're going to send me to the doctor. So it wasn't too much long after that. Then I get a call from the VA, and they said they're going to send me to a specialist. Now, the VA refused to do it because of my weight, and I hadn't really lost any yet. Now, I seen the x-ray of my knee where it was bone on bone. It was touching. It was touching. The bone was touching the bone. There was no gap in between it. They took x-rays again, both of my knees, and when I walked by, I seen the x-rays up on the slide. And I said, is that my knee? She says, yeah. I said, is that the picture of both my left knee? She said, no, that's your left and right. And right there I seen where there was a gap. There was a space again between my knee. And it had been feeling better. I just thought I was having a couple of good days. So when I got to see the doctor, he said, man, you don't need a new knee. He said, I bet you can't walk upstairs, can you? I said, it's excruciating. He said, you just need a shot in your tendon, man. He said, I'm going to give you a shot in your tendon. He said, you're going to feel better. And you ain't going to have a problem again. And I want you to know, he gave me a shot in my tendon. And I walked out of there. I had a brace. I had a knee brace. I walked out of there without the brace. Feeling good. And I went ahead and I painted my wife's kitchen that weekend. I was up and down the ladder. No problems. And I forget where she was. She's out of town somewhere. Now I can stand for long periods of time. I can go shopping with her. I mean, my knee was healed. So there's a tax inside your body. They were healed. Plus, I had a great lady praying for my knee, too. Remember the intercessory prayer lady I told you about? She began praying on my knee about getting a new knee, about the Lord healing my knee. So continuing on, I started losing some weight. And I lost a total of 70 pounds. Feeling really good. Now, I put 20 pounds on since COVID. Oh, I'm trying to get that back off. But I've since put 20 pounds on since COVID. But I'm trying to get those back off so I can get back down to where I was. Not as bad as I was. But yeah, I lost a total of 70 pounds, which is more than the 20, 25 pounds. I'm telling you, that meeting, that day, Brother Charles Pierce would turn out to be one of the biggest life-changing moments for me. Now, I have since become good friends with him, but it didn't happen overnight. It wasn't immediate. So I want to share one more story with you about this before we go on to something else. And this is going to wrap up the year 2016, by the way. It's October 9th now. I haven't talked to Brother Pierce at all, but his sermons are broadcast on Facebook Live every Sunday. So October 9th, on a Sunday afternoon, I'm working at the radio station having to do some stuff, and I happen to tune in to watch the service. And he's ministered to some folks, and he stops, and he says, "Hey, Brother Logan, if you're watching today, Brother Hunter Logan, if you're watching, spin 'em, boy, spin 'em. Praise God. Because I'm telling you today, you're going to touch many souls. You and your boy is going to do a work for the Lord. Hallelujah. There's going to be new songs going to be wrote. You'll be known in high places, but you'll have an humble spirit. Thus saith the Holy Ghost." Now that was October 9th of 2016. Just out of the blue, I'm sitting there. Hadn't had contact with him since September. Hadn't said hello. Hadn't said anything. And then that happens. I'm like, oh my goodness. God was moving and getting ready to do some things with Hunter Logan. Now, that October 9th prophecy does come true. Comes true in two parts, actually. Well, it comes true. I'm going to say it comes true in January of 2020. And I'm going to explain that. Because I'll reference back to this one prophecy by Brother Pierce from January 2020 when we get there. But I got some more great things to tell you about the radio station, about how God has done a miracle work in my life, as well as this radio station, simply by being obedient and starting out with a lump of faith. God has shown me more and has done more for me than I've ever done for myself or has ever happened to me in my entire life. Hey, I thank you for letting me have time to share this with you today. All those who are enjoying the podcast, thank you. Hit me up. Let me know you're enjoying it. Let me know you like it. Let me know anything. I appreciate the comments. You can do that at hunter@hleradio.com. Again, check out HLE Radio, Saddle Up Radio, both of those. They're appropriate websites. Download the apps. We're still live on the morning show, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, Central Time. Until next time, I love you. God bless you. Remember, Duke 28-2.